for nature,
for the ocean,
for people,
for animals.
Welcome to all the people from the Sanus Planet community. It's amazing that you guys are here today listening to this podcast. I have a very special guest today, Daniel Kakuro John, right? This is your whole name, Daniel, right?
Yes, that's my name.
Amazing that you are here and that you take some time for us and for this community to share your story and to share what is going on in your place. Like, people can see, the people who listen to the podcast or who watch the podcast on YouTube, you can maybe clearly see that Daniel is a Maasai from Kenya, from Amboseli. And Daniel is a founder. He created an association. And I let you explain about the association, Daniel. But first of all, can you tell the Sanus Planet community a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do? Can you explain a little bit about that? That would be really cool.
Okay, I'm so very grateful to be hosted here by co-founder of Sanus Planet Foundation, Maggie. And for my name, I'm Daniel Kakuro. I am 23 years old. I live in Amboseli, Kenya. And what I'm doing human and nature is a source of life. I protect wildlife, I protect people, I support humanity. And I talk of what I'm doing. For me, I am a nature lover. And it's all about humanity. And I'm doing it as a source of life. Amboseli share the land with wildlife, which are Maasai people which are found in the area. They share the land with wildlife. They are Maasai, they are people who love animal and care all of animal. They are pastoralists, but they are being affected by the climate change of global warming, the unpredictable weather pattern. So they are being affected. But that, I think it is for the whole world now. The climate change is affecting millions of people and many living things species. But we as people, what I can say, we have to unite hand together, creating a solution that curbs the root of global warming. Amboseli is a very attraction for having a beautiful nature with many species and it is the most visited park in Kenya. It is wide range of elephants, mm-hmm, and splendid view of African mountain highest, which is Mount Kilimanjaro. The park is one of the best place in Kenya and in East Africa countries, and large number of free roaming elephants. They are peace, natural environment, and affordable scenic view of ice cape mountain Kilimanjaro.
Are there many tourists in your area coming and visiting you?
Yes, Amboseli is a best place and is a best park for visited in Eastern Africa and in Kenya. And it's so very famous from the whole world. Amboseli community and wildlife welfare is we need to join hands together, creating a solution to curb the root cause of global warming. It is just an unpredictable weather pattern. The climate change is affecting us, all living things in this sweet planet. If I talk of Amboseli biodiversity, our people, livestock, and wildlife are suffering more due to drought. Our Maasai people, which are the only found on the area, live with wildlife. They have experienced a long time without rain this year. We have lost a lot of animals, both domestic and wildlife, due to the shortage of rain of this year. And it is so very painful. And what I can tell everyone, the whole world, let's create a solution to make a change on this great planet, because a change, it is needed.
Yeah, that's a really good message. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing this. Change is really needed, guys. So all of the people who have been listening to this podcast, if you want to help, please help. Start somewhere. And if you want to support people like Daniel, he has an organization, he has a small association. We will add it in the show notes, so you can click on it and you can help. You can help there. You can support Daniel in his work. So if you want, you can make a donation directly to Daniel. And Daniel, can you explain us a little bit about what you are doing with Amboseli Wildlife and Community Welfare? That's your association. What are the projects you're working on? What are you doing there?
I created the organization to help wildlife and our Maasai community, which are, I don't know if I can say poor. I can be using the bad term of abusing the people, but is it fine to use the term poor?
That's the question, right? Because in the end, sometimes I think that people at my home are very poor, even though they have so much materialistic things. But sometimes I think it's poor in the heart. And I think what I felt so far and what I got to know is the people I know from Maasai communities like you, you're so much more rich, but richness in something else than money and materialism, you know? Richness in the things that are so important, so much more worth in this world than money and stupid things we don't need. So poor is, it depends on how we use it, right? Because I see you guys as much more rich in your heart than
many
people.
We are rich in our heart. Okay, our Maasai people, what they depend in Amboseli, they depend with two things. They depend with tourists and their livestock. With their livestock, and now they're almost to be finished. Every person is crying in Amboseli, crying for food for livestock and food for himself, because he does not even know where the next meal come from, and all what they use to sell for tourists is something like this. Let me show something like this. This is a calving lion.
Wow, beautiful.
They used to sell this, and they want to make all these things, and this one. These are bracelets, and this alamatage. This is a necklace. This is a rhino.
So beautiful. You make that as well. Your community makes that.
Our moms are the one who to make these things, and this we call it amatite. Mm-hmm. They are made of Kilimanjaro stones. Mm-hmm. You see, they are glittery.
Yeah, very beautiful.
So our Maasai depending on tourism, which they come here after season. By the time they experience winter, and as we experience in summer, that is the most time they used to come here to visit our place, Kenya, Amboseli. And for now, we are being affected as people living in the area, because no tourism, and our livestock are dying. We are even struggling for them to get feed and to save them from dying.
You told me last week that you had about 6 cows and 5 of them died already.
Yes.
So there is one cow remaining, right? Because of the hunger, because of starvation, there is no water. I mean, it's insane. People at my home, they don't know. They don't know what's happening, because here we still have water. Not in some places it starts to be less. We see that too, but there is water. And people don't understand what it means when you are living somewhere where there is no rain coming anymore, where it's completely dry and nothing is growing. Can you, can you maybe show with your phone a little bit of the area around you? People need to see that it's very dry.
You see, at here, there is no even grass. The area is very stony and no grass for our livestock and our wild animals. And here is the swamp. At the swamp, even water right now, it is now less. The Sanus community will see properly. There are cows there. They are finding the grass to feed. And there, far, there are some wild animals sleeping, sleeping, and others are standing. They are just standing, not because they want, but they are just standing because they have nothing to eat. Mm-hmm. And they are dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I saw your videos and your pictures, what you sent me about your cows, I felt so sorry too, because I know that you love your cows. I know that you love animals, especially you. You love animals. And to see and watch them dying because of starvation, I mean, it might have to be the hardest thing to witness. But then as well, at the same time, you see many people starving. Like you said before, people are crying because they don't know how to get to the next meal. So that's why I make this call now to the Sanus Planet community. So the community, please, guys, help if you can help and share something if you can. Help people who are in need. This is really important because the whole, like you said before, Daniel, the global crisis, the climate crisis is a global problem. Everywhere worldwide, people are starving. We need to help wherever we can. And that's very important.
When I'm growing up, the life was different as I see right now. Because some years back, 10 years, I can say 10 years back, the amount of rainfall we get is at least our animals and our livestock, they are not suffering at this moment. But at these years we are now heading, where we are heading to a tough situation, because each and every year we must have a drought, and we must lose our animal, we must lose our cows, our wildlife, which are very attractive to our nature. Mm-hmm. And we have to do something on them, on this climate change, at least to support everything in this planet. Mm-hmm. So that we can see more and more. And if we could not be doing for ourselves, but we could be doing for our children to come to enjoy much as we are enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope that really many people start to wake up and start to see that and start with themselves to create the change that is needed. Because I think that the change always starts with ourselves. We have to start on our plate, on our in our kitchen, with the things we buy or we don't buy. Because there's so much what we can change by not buying things we don't need. And that's already a start, because all of the things we need, we buy, they are creating a mess. Because we have to, when we buy something, it goes off the shelf in the shop. But this has to be created somewhere. It has to be shipped somewhere. The material has to be made somewhere. This is all resources from nature, what we take away. And these resources are creating, to take that away, are creating all of this mess. So we need to start thinking about, do we really need all of that crap, what people buy? Because I'm pretty sure 90% what is in the shop to sell, it's stupid stuff, what nobody needs.
In this world.
How is it with, do you have any water fountain in your community? Do you have a water borehole somewhere?
Yeah, in our village, we don't have water. Mm-hmm. We used to fetch water at the swamp.
Okay.
Here is a swamp. And our mothers used to come to fetch here water, which is very far. from where I came from up to here, it is 10 kilometers. It is 10 kilometers, and our mom used to come here to fetch for water. So it is sad shit. And there you see cows. I don't know whether you are seeing. Yeah. Do you see cows?
Yes, behind you I saw some. Yeah, before.
Yeah, they are taking water there. Uh-huh. Here at this one is the only one who's providing us water, and we could like if we get borehole around us so that we can plant more foods in our village. For example, 2 weeks ago, I have been supporting one of the mother for some kids, and I share with you, but they need more. Mm-hmm. They don't even have good equipment for them. So if we get that support, we really appreciate, and their life will change, because when they plant some food there, some food on the compound, mm-hmm. it really improves their life. It is us people to bring a change in this world, because we are the one mostly affected who bringing the effects in this planet. We have to conserve our nature and our environment well for us to have our beautiful, magnificent creatures as many as more years coming, and our children also to enjoy much as we are enjoying. So as people, let's bring a change.
Yes. Let's bring change, and let's do that together. That's important.
Yeah, that is important.
Yeah,
what we do together, it will change. It will be a step that we will be make.
Yeah.
Every single step matters.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing this all. Do you want to still share something else? Because we know the internet connection is not so easy today, so we make this podcast today a little bit shorter. Do you want to share one more thing that is very important to you, Daniel?
Yes, I want to share. What I just want to tell the Sanus community. The people here in Amboseli, they are passing in a very hard situations, and not even peoples and animals. Each and every day, there are carcasses. They are dying day by day. Right here, I can show you a carcass of an antelope. Just to see how they are dying every day. Here you see, I have here my friend here who I used to work. He's one of my drought rescue team of Amboseli. In drought, I've come to form drought rescue team. And I am working with some of my friends, with the youth, you know, my dream in future, our generation, mostly youth, they are just suffering because no jobs. And I've created an Amboseli community and wildlife welfare to support and to empower our youth generation, at least to make a change in this world, because change is needed, and we have hope for everything good we want our world to be.
It is beautiful that you share this and that you say that you have hope. And it's amazing that you are doing so much for the people and for the animals. So I'm so thankful for your job. Guys, if you listen to this, share a little bit. It doesn't have to be crazy much, but if many people share a little bit, then in the end, it is a lot. So people coming together, helping each other, that's the most important thing. I think that's the most important message we heard in this podcast today. So please support, if you can, support Daniel and support whoever you think is really in need, because there's a lot of need in this world at the moment. We must help as much as we can. Daniel, thank you so much for sharing this. Thank you. We will stay in touch anyway. So we are in touch a lot, we too. And let's see how we can support in future as well more. Thank you so much for sharing this information with the community. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you to you, Maggie. And I'm very grateful to be host here by you.
Thank you so much. I wish
I can tell more people just to be part of Sanus Planet. Sanus Planet, it is bringing a change to this world. I wish if everyone, but I will try in my area, my youth generation, always to be in a part of Sanus Planet. And many of my friends, I wish them one day they will find themselves here I am right now. Yes.
Thank you, Daniel, for sharing this. I wish you a really, really hopeful. I wish you a hopeful day. I think that's what I can send right now. And let's wait a little bit. Let's just say goodbye to the Sanus Planet Foundation. And we too, we will talk a little bit on for some minutes, okay? Maybe we just say bye to everyone who were listening today. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, bye-bye.